The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Lots going on in our state's capital as the state legislature is headed towards wrapping up a legislative session. I wanted to take a few minutes this morning and catch up with Senator Josh Kimball. Good morning, sir. A lot to catch up on. You filed legislation recently to make it illegal for any medical professional to conduct gender reassignment surgery or hormone replacement therapy on any person under the age of 18. I want to talk about this in just a minute. Also, we talked a few weeks back about ESG scoring in South Carolina. You guys had a chance to talk with the South Carolina Bankers Association representatives in a subcommittee hearing recently. Let's start with ESG and give us an update on that.
Well, good morning, Joey. Good to be with you. Yeah, it's been very busy in Columbia down here this past couple of weeks and trying to come toward the end of the session, especially as we get close to the middle of April as we get into the budget. Last week, Senator Sean Bennett and I, he's down in the Lowcountry, Dorchester, near Charleston, he and I were working together on this issue because ESG is something I went to the floor of the Senate on before I think most people even heard of it. And shortly thereafter, Senator Bennett and I got together and started working on making sure that this woke score, as I call it, is not implemented in South Carolina. But in other words, you're not forced to be able to do business or not do business or get access to credit or not based on how woke you are on various issues the left wants to prioritize. So last week in the Banking and Insurance Subcommittee, I sit on the Banking and Insurance Committee of the Senate along with Senator Bennett, and he and I are on a subcommittee, the Banking Subcommittee, on the full Banking and Insurance Committee, and we had testimony from the Bankers Association, from the Board of Financial Institutions, the state agency, and credit unions and others that showed up. We had a pretty fun exchange. I mean, I grilled them over some of the positions that have been taken by various banks because the Bankers Association, I really respect those guys. I have a good relationship with the director, and he's a good guy, and I think most of them are trying to do the right thing. But they sat there and told our subcommittee, well, Senator, we don't have any ESG scores being implemented in South Carolina in any banks. So I said, well, you can call it what you want, whether it's an expression, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, all that stuff, it's a duck. And they have, there's a company in this state, Palmetto State Armory, that was, of course, it's a gun manufacturing dealer, mm-hmm. that was essentially frozen out of the large banks that operate in our state because they didn't want to do business with a gun manufacturer. And I asked that example in committee. I said, what about this? I said, you know, you tell me we don't have banks discriminating against individuals or businesses based on what they believe, but I have a very concrete example here. And the answer was, well, you know, Senator, the banks make decisions on which categories of business they want to do, that's just a risk management score. So now we're shifting the term. So we don't call it an ESG score when you want to ban the gun manufacturer. We just say that it's a risk management tool. And see, to me, that's the same difference. So
yes,
we already have the banks trying to make appointments with me, which I find to be a good sign. All the business, even Bank of America's lobbyist was chasing me from the building because they're trying to get us to slow down on this because they're worried we're going to come after them, and we are. And yeah. So I can tell you, we have them on their heels. They did not expect us to take this up this fast. They did not expect to have to answer tough questions. They didn't think we knew this. So while we are uncovering some troubling trends here, Joey, we at least have the banks, the large banks. And it's not your local bank. It's not Bank of Travelers Rest. Those are great guys.
Yeah.
It's not these local guys, right? It's not these in-state banks. It's the biggies. It's the national brand, the Bank of America, and the others that operate here that I'm concerned about, and at least we have them running, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and you gave an example there of a business, but, I mean, you know, this could affect individuals. I mean, in theory, they could look at your social media sites and see that you support Donald Trump for president or any other political candidate for that matter, or maybe you are pro-life or whatever, and use that information against you, right?
Oh, absolutely. And they do that already. I mean, look at Mike Lindell with Montella.
Yeah.
Regardless if you love or hate Montella, regardless if you love and hate Mike Lindell, it doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is, here's a guy who's been very outspoken about what he believes politically, which is protected under the Constitution's First Amendment, the most sacrosanct of the Bill of Rights, right? And, well, that and the Second Amendment, I view those as very closely linked. But you got Mike Lindell, who's been deplatformed on Twitter and places like that. But most importantly, he runs a business that creates products that people like. You have major banks that have cut off his lines of credit, denied his bank account, and kicked him out. Why? Because he's outspoken about politics. Yeah. And we haven't seen him do that to the lefties. If you have a left-wing brand that's out there talking about any number of left-wing priority, whether it's climate change or LGBT issues or whatever else, they're not deplatforming them. They're not closing their bank accounts. But you talk about believing in pro-life or believing in the Second Amendment or supporting President Trump, they're going to cut you off. And that is what we're trying to get at. That's the heart of it right there, Joey, is preventing banks from using their capital to control social policy. That is not what they're chartered to do. That is not what we give bank charters in this state for. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to make them choose. You want to play politics? You want to try to cut off access to capital for businesses? We're going to cut off your bank charter, period.
Yeah. Yep. And you're right with Mike Lindell. And not only did they cancel his business bank accounts, but his charitable foundation as well. I mean, they just did not want to be associated with Mike Lindell at all. I mean, it was the craziest thing. And of course, we played some of the audio of it that they provided. Mike Lindell and MyPillow provided us with the audio of some of the actual telephone conversations with these bankers. And they were very clear that, you know, hey, we don't want to be associated with someone who takes the positions that you do.
Well, and again, they'll call it anything but what it is, right? They'll say, well, that's not an ESG score. That's risk management. Well, it's called RMA. I was a bank executive. This Risk Management Association is a credit rating. They help you with credit rating. RMA does not tell you to risk manage anything based on political ideology. That's not what it says. It's talking about credit worthiness. They're twisting that, and they're doing that instead of calling it an ESG score, but it's the same difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be based on the simple fact that whether or not you're able to repay the loan or not, not whether you're a Christian or you believe, in pro-life or whether you support a particular political candidate. It's simply, can you repay the loan? That's what it should be based on.
And that's what the legislation. So we did a disclosure bill early on here, but I'm working on comprehensive legislation for next session. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make it very clear. This is the criteria. This is how you get to make your decision on credit. If you do anything beyond this, we will revoke your charter in South Carolina.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, Senator Josh Kimbrell. There's been a lot of discussion about gender in recent months. Last week, a group of former Olympic swimmers wrote a letter to the NCAA asking what they plan to do to prevent another William Thomas. This is the a.k.a. Leah Thomas, who dominated women's swimming in Pennsylvania. Last week, I talked with Representative from the South Carolina House, where they passed Save Women's Sports legislation. And, of course, Florida. The Florida governor, under fire because of a parental rights law they passed, ensure young students K through third grade are not being canceled by their school teachers about their gender identity. You filed legislation that would make it illegal for any medical professional to conduct gender reassignment surgery or hormone replacement therapy on any person under the age of 18. Talk with us about that.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with saying, yes, the House passed Save Women's Sports last week, but we had already passed it out of committee in the Senate. We're taking it up, too. So Save Women's Sports will become law. I can guarantee that will become law this year. But I want to go further. I mean, I want to do essentially what Ron DeSantis has done, and that's protect kids. So it's amazing to me. You always hear it from these left-wing groups, particularly teachers' unions and others. Oh, it's about the children. This ideology of forcing kids as young as 5 and 6 to read about and learn about sexuality and gender identity is sick. And just this past week, I had to work very hard in Spartanburg. We had to take out a bunch of books that were in the 5-year-old, 6-year-old section in the school or in the libraries all across the county. It was talking about gender identity with full photos of genitals, et cetera, to kids. And this is what we have is an indoctrination effort here. You've got kids as young as 7 and 8, 9 in other states. And Oregon went so far as to say that if you're like 4 and up,
that a child can get gender reassignment or hormone replacement therapy without parental consent. So we have a woke ideology on gender that's coming after your kids. And you could be in a position, if these folks get what they want, to have a school guidance counselor make a gender assignment decision for your child that you're not even consulted about. So other states are doing that. And I decided we're going to join Florida in asserting common sense. So the bill I filed yesterday, or put into the, it's called Read Across the Desk this week. It's being filed this week. We can finish writing it. Essentially says that any physician or healthcare provider in this state is forbidden. It would be illegal to provide puberty blockers, to perform a sex reassignment surgery, to give hormone replacement therapy to any person under the age of 18. I believe in freedom. If you want to do those things to yourself after you're an adult and of legal age, that's your decision. That's between you and your guy.
Yeah.
But in my view, children should not be subjected to this, and parents who buy into this woke ideology should not experiment on their kids. Because once you have a person take these therapies or have this reassignment, it's irreversible. And it's dangerous, and it's leading to skyrocketing suicide rates. We got to stop that, Joe. It's crazy.
Well, there was a great op-ed that the Washington Post published on Monday. I don't know if you've had a chance to read it. You should. It's from Corinna Khan, who at the age of 19, she had started hearing about these things in school. She graduated high school. She was alienated from her own family, and at the age of 19 decided that she would transition from being a man to a woman. She had surgery, and she's now regretting that. She says that she was too young at 19 to make that decision, and she's encouraging young people to wait and to think about this and to get more counsel on this. And a lot of people have been critical of the Washington Post for even publishing this, but it's the truth, and it's just
thank God they did.
God, I know,
because the human mind is not fully developed until age 25, and really you shouldn't make decisions like this until after that age, but certainly not before the age of legal consent.
So it's a great op-ed. You should read it if you haven't already done so. Senator Josh Kimbrough, always a pleasure. Be safe, and we'll catch up again soon.
Joey, thanks for all you do. Good to be with you.
Same to you, Senator.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.